It's funny and yeah, it's cute, but the Uke needs to grow up for the sake of the baby. I hope that this won't strain their relationship, especially how Kyungjo is carrying most of the load right now, because he's basically taking care of two babies right now. Welcome to parenthood, Kyungjo, where you have to multitask. He is the best husband and father, though. Just saying. Before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at SealedForJoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at SealedForJoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manhwa spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into chapter 79 of How to Snag an Alpha. Just put your feet in his Gucci shoe. Your dad is a billionaire. Adores the hell out of you. Your big brother spoils you rotten. Your husband, also a business tycoon, loves the living shit out of you. Well, excuse me. He can be as bratty as he wants to be. He was raised to be that privileged. And somehow still managed to hide his identity to his friends and classmates. Like, dude, that's like a well-grounded, bratty but not boastful rich person. He does what he does because he knows he's allowed to do it. He can drink because the doctor said the baby would be given formula. Plus, he has a nanny and a husband. Like, frick, okay, I wanna live his life. Spare my dream character. That's totally living my dream life right there. Having what he will progress, like, my God. I mean, I'm really just hoping, really. Guys, just give him time, okay? I know everyone here is hating on Woo Young, on how bratty he is right now, but just give him time. He's being young, and it's his first time being a mom, and it's really hard. It's good that the dad knows where he is. I mean, Kyungjo, right? Kyungjo knows where Woo Young is and what time he's supposed to be picked up. Sure, Woo Young drank a lot, but binge drinking or binging anything that you didn't do for a long, long time. Remember, he was pregnant for a long time. Just me, it really hits a certain spot. I understand people who are criticizing him are valid. The drinking part is fine though, because it seems that it was planned. Like, it's so obvious that Kyungjo knows it. It's not like it was hidden from Kyungjo. You know, he knows it. I know he's drunk, but he should at least be careful around the baby, though. That I get. Remember a couple of years ago, there was that news of a mother that dropped her baby because she was so freaking drunk. I forgot if the baby survived or not, because it's such a long time ago. So this was my only concern through this whole chapter. Like, you know, it seems like Woo Young is a little bit reckless around, you know, Woojo, but I don't think that people criticizing him from getting drunk is valid. He deserves a night out. It's been a long time, you know? I don't think he's overly irresponsible. Like, you know, there are some people out there who leave their babies for several days, right? I remember that one time, like, that lady, she went out of partying and the baby died out of starvation. Woo Young is not like that, you know? So don't act like Woo Young doesn't care about his son, because we all know that Woo Young loves Cha Cha. Man, he just went drinking for the first time in forever and got a little drunk, you know? And we know from previous chapter that He gets whiny and dramatic when tipsy. Let the man live a little. After all that he's been through, almost dying and everything, he deserves a nice night out. I mean, he did suffer a lot when he was carrying Cha-Cha for all those months, yeah. Right? I mean, it's his first time drinking again. So I think Cha Kyung-jo knows that he could get whiny. And, you know, he even told him to make friends. And he deserves it all. So, your opinion, right? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys' love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.sealedfujoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manual details can be found in the description below. Again, thank you so much and hope to see you next.